saw, we asked, of course, what should we look at? And as Bill said, we had six of these hearings. Every one of those hearings, every one, the number one topic that was brought up was student loans. And if you don't recognize that student loans are a problem, you're not practicing in the bankruptcy court. I mean, it's universal. And so what we decided to do is we'd tackle that right away. We'd go ahead and look at the student loan issue. Let me mention first how bad the student loan problem is. I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but the student loan issue is not just impacting people who went to school and then borrowed a lot of money to get a pottery degree. You know, it is affecting them. It is affecting their families. It's affecting, certainly, it's affecting their parents. And what does that mean to the economy? Does this student loan problem? You know, we're talking about $1.6 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. And what does it mean? Well, it means that it affects the economy. It means that where you go to work is impacted by how much student loans you've got. You cannot go to work wherever you want to go to work. You can't start up a practice because you got student loans to pay. So it's impacting the employment decisions you make. Can you buy a house? Not anymore. Not only is housing expensive because millennials are all moving to Austin and Nashville, but it's also the fact that you got to pay a student loan and you can't pay for the house. It also affects, there are fewer auto purchases. People can't buy the car because they've got a student loan to pay. If you represent debtors, you've seen this. The stress is remarkable. The stress is overwhelming for people who have the student loans. And sometimes, you know, you ask them, how are you going to deal with this? I go, I don't know. I don't know. It's a student loan. You can't do anything about it. One thing that we've noticed is there's less public service being undertaken by graduates. It's not just lawyers. It used to be, and I use this when I go to Capitol Hill, I said, you know, the people that are working up in Congress as staff for the committees or as staff for a member, they're doing it and they're not getting paid market value. They're getting paid because they want to work there. You know, a lot of them were telling me that the only way they can eat is that they go to the receptions. And that's how they eat. But is that gone? Probably yes. Probably yes. The public service idea, the ability to be able to, you know, I remember when I started law school, the number of people in my class that were doing things like, I want to do environmental law. You know, I want to help poor people. I want to do immigration law. I want to hug trees, you know. And people don't do that now. They're looking at, how can I pay my student loan debt? It doesn't just affect the economic side. People are delaying getting married because they have a student loan. People are delaying going into that because they don't want to marry into a student loan of six digits. They don't want that. And so we have that problem too. And it's not just affecting the individual, it affects their parents. Has anybody been into 341 and seen people that are on Social Security with student loan debt? And the answer is yes. I see it all the time. And so we look at this and we say, okay, what can we do? Well, the reaction you make first is, oh, let's just make student loans dischargeable. Let's just make that happen. Well, you know, when Congress made student loans non-dischargeable, it was not in a bankruptcy reform bill. It was not in a financial restructuring bill. It was in a budget reconciliation bill. Why? Because once the student loan is non-dischargeable, it's income to the United States. Even if the debtors aren't paying, it's still counted as income on the U.S. accrual basis of bookkeeping. So those loans are all there. So if you get a discharge in a student loan, somebody's going to have to pay it.